In Leon County's Appalachia Elementary School cafeteria, a group of children have arrived just in time for lunch. On the menu are hamburgers, tater tots, milk, and a small plastic cup filled with diced pears. One by one, the kids take their lunch and file out into the dining area. It's a scene that you'd usually see in the middle of the school year, but in this case, it's the middle of the summer.
Because they always have this delicious food.
It's here where I find third grader Kamaya Smith. She's a student in a summer program at Appalachia. She says she loves learning about Native Americans and her favorite thing is the art activities. But the food is definitely a bonus. Kamaya says she knows many other students who, unlike her, go hungry during the summer.
It kind of feels sad to me. Because they don't have anything, and if they don't come to the school, they don't get anything to eat.
Summer hunger is something school districts around the state have been working to combat. During the school year, more than 1.6 million Florida children participate in the federal free and reduced school lunch program. During the summer, there are free food sites spread across the state, but only about 14% of students who need the food show up. Darcy Adkins, who helps coordinate Appalachia's summer food program, says she sees maybe about 100 kids on a good day.
I don't know how to get them here. I don't know if it's a matter of transportation, a matter of pride. I'm just not sure how we can get them here. I mean, we put flyers out, we put emails out, we have it on our school website. So we do as much as we can, as much as we know how, to let the community know that we are an open site.
Summer food programs around the nation are underused, according to a report from the Food Research and Action Center. The federal government continues to give money to schools and organizations that provide the summer meals. But because so few students show up, Florida is leaving about $20 million in federal support for the program on the table.
So there's a huge gap there between the number of kids that qualify for free and reduced price meals during the school year and those that are accessing free meals during the summertime.
Signe Anderson works for the Food Research and Action Center. She says part of the problem confronting states is funding. Shrinking budgets have led to cuts in services like summer food programs. Other problems include site locations, being in local churches or YMCAs instead of in schools. And the lack of access to food for some low-income students compounds an already fragile situation. Research shows that over the summer, most students have lost about a month's worth of learning by the time they report back to school in the fall. The problem is worse for low-income students, and Anderson says it's even worse for those that go hungry.
We think there's a huge connection there between the learning gap and hunger. I mean, if you can't sit down and concentrate because you're hungry, you know, you aren't going to do very well in school and on tests.
It's a terrible thing to consider a hungry child.
Becky Liner is a member of the Tallahassee First Baptist Church, one of the sponsors of A Full Summer. It's a food packaging event made up of groups of local churches and the Second Harvest of the Big Bend. The groups donate time, money, and importantly, food for people in need. And that need is real. According to a 2014 Feeding America study, 1 in 5 Leon County residents are considered food insecure. More than 100,000 Big Bend residents don't know where or when their next meal will come, according to that same report. Here's Liner.
All of us have been blessed enough to, or I would say most of us, to not have to worry about whether or not we can feed our own children. But I think there's a community here in Tallahassee that we consider all the children in this community to be our children, and we've certainly seen that through our volunteers. They want to help take care of this community's children.
The Full Summer group will be putting together meals on June 4th at Godby High School. The Florida Department of Agriculture administers a program called Summer Break Spot, where kids can get free breakfast and lunch throughout the summer. The program uses sites like local churches, community centers, and housing complexes, and they're located throughout the region. For more information, go to news.wfsu.org. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.